It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Let's do a Ryder Cup preview today, and we'll call it Fairways to Heaven. Beginning this Friday on a golf course near Rome, Italy, the biennial Ryder Cup matches will be played. Though the U.S. team still retains the overall lead in this series, 27-14 with two ties, the European team has not lost a match on their home turf in the past 30 years. The last time the Ryder Cup was played in Europe was 5 years ago this week in 2018, and the matches were played on a golf course near Paris, France. As usual, the U.S. team was favored. The American squad featured 11 of the top 17 golfers in the world at that time. In 2018, long bombers like Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChambeau, and Tony Finau planned to overpower that golf course with their 300-plus yard drives. But the Americans forgot one thing. The Ryder Cup is a team competition. When your partner bombs his golf ball a long way but into the deep rough, or the trees, or a water hazard off the tee, your team is going to lose a lot of holes. The four long-driving American golfers in 2018 totaled just 2 points over the 3 days of competition, as the Europeans soundly drubbed the U.S. team 17.5-10.5. The final tally wasn't even as close as the score indicated. A better title for 2018's matches might have been the Ryder Cup butt-kicking in Paris. The Euros won on Friday's Day 1 competition, 5-3. The Euros won Saturday's Day 2 team events, 5-3. Notice the pattern? And the Europeans won Sunday's Day 3 individual matches by a 7.5-4.5 point count. Game, set, and match to the Europeans. In 2018, Tiger Woods went 0-4 during that Ryder Cup in Paris. Phil Mickelson went 0-2. And despite their greatness in individual tournaments, these two World Golf Hall of Famers have become, sadly, America's biggest Ryder Cup Hall of Shamers. They both hold the top two spots for the most losses ever by U.S. Ryder Cup golfers. Phil Mickelson has racked up 22 Ryder Cup losses to go with his 18 victories in posting a 45% winning percentage. Tiger Woods' losing record now stands at 21 losses against just 13 wins, or a 38% winning percentage for Tiger. In case you were wondering, Arnold Palmer has 22 wins, the most ever for the U.S., going along with 8 losses and 2 ties, so he remains the king atop the all-time U.S. Ryder Cup players. But Sergio Garcia of Spain is the top overall winner both sides in this event. The European golfer has a sterling record of 25 wins and 13 losses, 7 ties, for a 63% winning percentage. Prediction: the winner will pass the chemistry test this year. Team chemistry on the golf course is vital to success during the first 2 days of the Ryder Cup competition. Those first 2 days are worth a total of 16 points. And then on the third and final day, the golfers are finally matched up against each other one-on-one, and they'll compete for 12 points. The pairing of poorly matched partners, though, has been a recurring problem for the American squad in several of the recent Ryder Cup events. Look no further than the pairing of Tiger and Phil as teammates during the 2004 Ryder Cup matches held outside of Detroit, Michigan. U.S. captain Hal Sutton had figured that the world's top two golfers would be able to send an intimidating message to the European team that week. But instead, the top two golfers in the world struggled to hit the fairway off the tee box and put their partner into trouble regularly. The European team obliterated the U.S. squad 18.5 points to just 9.5 back in 2004. So the Ryder Cup matches are a true team competition. The pairing of golfers with complementary skills and personalities usually results in your best chance to win during those first 2 days of competition. By the way, this is Italy's first time to host the Ryder Cup. This year's golf course, the Marco Simone Golf and Country Club, is just outside of Rome, but it's relatively short by today's PGA Tour standards. The par 71 layout is only 7,181 yards in length. The rough, though, has been grown sufficiently gnarly and will cause the American tee shots a difficult second shot into the green if they miss the fairway. Now, this golf course is set up exactly the way the European golf squad desires it this week. Now, statistically speaking, the team which is leading coming off of the 13th green has an 84% chance of winning their match. This week, the 509-yard 14th hole and the 479-yard 15th hole at Marco Simone in Italy are perhaps the most difficult par 4 golf holes on the entire course. If the U.S. team can finally make it to the 18th tee with a chance to either win or tie, it's a 600-yard par 5 hole with a wider-than-average fairway, which is going to tempt the golfers to take a chance for that green on their second shot. However, there's a lake on the left side of the green, and don't forget about the thousands of cheering Italian golf fans surrounding the green as well. Talk about some pressure on your second shot. Hey, let's meet the American team. Led by U.S. Captain Zach Johnson, the American squad features the following automatic qualifiers: Scotty Scheffler, Wyndham Clark, Brian Harman, Patrick Cantlay, Max Homa, and Xander Schauffele. Now, they qualified based on the points they earned over the last 2 years. But the U.S. Captain Zach Johnson has six other golfers as captain's picks. They are Brooks Koepka, the winner of this year's PGA Championship, Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Colin Morikawa, Sam Burns of Shreveport, and Justin Thomas. Now, the European team is led by Captain Luke Donald, and the Euros feature the following automatic qualifiers on their squad: John Rahm, Rory McIlroy, Victor Hovland, Tyrrell Hatton, Matt Fitzpatrick, and Robert McIntyre. Now, Captain Luke Donald had six golfers he picked as captain's picks this year. They were Tommy Fleetwood, Sepp Straka, Justin Rose, Shane Lowry, Nikolai Højgaard, and Ludvig Åberg. Who's Ludvig? Well, we're going to find out. He's a great college player from Texas Tech, and he won a golf tournament or two on the European Tour this fall. On paper, the American squad, though, has much more experience. However, the Europeans have won an incredible six straight times on their side of the Atlantic Ocean. And with a rowdy crowd of Italian fans cheering on the European golf squad, the U.S. team has got to stay close until the final day of competition in order to have a chance to win this year's Ryder Cup event. For television coverage, these matches are going to be played in Italy live, which means the coverage in the U.S. is going to be during the overnight hours. Yuck. NBC holds the television rights and is going to spread the coverage around on both the USA Network and NBC, with their Golf Channel affiliate providing more hours of pregame and postgame coverage as well. So, if you're inclined to get up early Friday morning, on the USA Network, the golf tees off at 12:30 a.m. Central and will go until 11 o'clock that morning. On Saturday, you'll start with the USA Network at 12:30 in the morning until 2, and then switch over to NBC at 2 in the morning, which will cover it up till 11 on Saturday morning. And then on Sunday, the final day of golf will be on NBC beginning at 4:30 a.m. Central and continuing until 12 noon. Now, my prediction? Fairways and greens will win the Ryder Cup. Now, this golf course is set up to tempt the long-driving American golfers who are going to want to take out their drivers and challenge several of the par 4 and par 5 holes. But if you watch the video flyovers of each hole at Marco Simone, like I did, on the Ryder Cup website, if you want to go look at it, the players missing the fairways on this golf course are going to lose an average of 0.4 shots per hole. So if you miss the fairway and either find the deep rough or the numerous bunkers at this golf course, you're going to find plenty of trouble. To win the Ryder Cup, the U.S. team must play this golf course more like their team captain, Zach Johnson, does. Zach Johnson was notoriously conservative off the tee, and he allowed the other golfers to make the big mistakes during his two major championship victories. Will the U.S. Ryder Cup team do the same thing and finally beat the Europeans at their own game in this year's Ryder Cup in Italy? Well, recent history says they won't. But it's going to be fun to watch, if you can wake up early enough starting this Friday morning. I'm Swamp Swami.